Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Could have been close to $1 trillion. More on that stunning figure in a moment as I dive into this segment here to try to bring home what these huge hurricanes, Helene and Milton of late, how that affects us, whether or not you have any interest in the American Southeast. Still a 500,000 people this morning without power in Florida, that in the wake of Hurricane Milton. This guy here talking about, okay, did the hard part, right? I survived the storm, but then had to flee his home when a power transformer exploded.
We got to get out of here. My wife grabbed the baby and we ended up coming out of the garage. I had to pull the emergency thing and just kind of throw it up. And then we hauled Bud out of here.
It's one guy, one family, so many more dealing with what things look like. We also had the story in the news this morning about how folks over the weekend began coming back into Florida who had evacuated, and some are finding like, hey, mostly okay. I've checked in with a few people that I know down there. I had one friend with a place in the Naples area.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, yeah, our community didn't lose power. Some branches down, but we're okay.
Oh, great.
And then others who've lost everything. Just a wide disparity. President Biden toured the damage over the weekend. Bring this up because I had an interesting conversation with a local insurance provider. R&R Insurance does the insurance for us here at Good Karma Brands. And from time to time, you hear me talking with Jeff Salasinski over there at R&R. So I wanted to get his thoughts on these storms and how they affect us. And when there's a big storm coming, I thought this was interesting. He's like, you know, can't really plan for tornadoes. They pop up, right? But you know a hurricane is coming. You know this is coming. And in the days ahead, insurance companies, he said, they're already communicating with their policyholders.
Protecting their personal safety first, telling them to evacuate if that makes sense, or take cover. We'll deal with the claim circumstances, the loss, the physical property damage later.
That's Jeff Salasinski, VP of Insurance Operations at R&R Insurance. So Salasinski shared some fascinating numbers here. For Hurricane Milton,
it'll be in the tens of billions of dollars for sure, Vince, from an insured loss standpoint.
Okay.
An economic loss will be well above $100 billion.
Holy cow.
And it could have been worse. So remember we were talking in the days ahead of landfall. What was everybody concerned about?
Tampa. 15-foot storm surge.
Yes. As it turns out, it tracked just south of Tampa, which actually, who do we have? Jay Gray on?
Jim Ryan.
Sorry. Jim Ryan was with us that morning, the morning after it made landfall. He was in Tampa, and he's like, actually, because it tracked south, we had sort of a reverse surge. Like, it sucked water out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, hurricane spins counterclockwise, so it pulled some of the water out of the bay.
So Tampa spared that direct hit. However,
some of the industry information we were looking at and the industry publishes is that if this would have went west to east, and I speak of Hurricane Milton, if it would have went west to east into Tampa Bay, it would have been in excess of $200 billion in insured loss. And several $100 billion in economic loss.
Boy, now closer to $500 billion. And that's just economic loss and other things. Like, so total cost, you're going to be closer to $1 trillion, right? He said in there, and you heard him, like, I'm talking about Milton here, because obviously you have the simultaneous devastation from Helene as well in multiple states that had swept through about a week plus earlier. Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, just to name a few. Unless we get complacent here and start thinking, well, I don't have folks down there, I don't have a property down there, or I don't even have a place, we don't go there and rent the same place, whatever. It does affect us because insurance companies, did you know, also buy insurance. So your local company here, like take American Family, who's largely a Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Based right here in Wisconsin. Well, they shouldn't be a real problem for them. Well, they still buy insurance on the insurance that they give to all of us. And so when the cost of that insurance goes up,
the insurance companies that operate here in the state of Wisconsin in the upper Midwest buy their insurance, their reinsurance, from the same companies that are providing that insurance cover in Florida or in California or in Hawaii or on the East Coast. So those large events, when we're talking tens of billions of dollars, add up and everyone contributes.
Again, it's Jeff Salazinski, Vice President of Insurance Operations at R&R Insurance. Other thing I asked him about too was, okay, climate change. We talk a lot about that. You know, are we having more of these big storms, or are the storms bigger or more intense than they used to be? Regardless of that, what Salazinski told me is you got to think about inflation. Inflation has driven up the cost of everything. So rebuilding anything right now, homes, businesses, infrastructure, is so much more expensive than it was even a few years ago.
Your home, it takes much more money to replace or repair after an event than it did, say, 3 years ago. Everything's more expensive. Your car, getting it repaired or getting it serviced. The labor's expensive. The building materials are expensive. The auto parts are expensive. Everything that's happening in today's world, whether it's supply chain, catastrophic weather, are putting pressure on price, and it's going up.
And to that end, just one piece of advice from Salazinski, that something that you can do right now to make sure you're good, is he's like, if it's been a few years since you've looked at your insurance, what, you know, for how much you're insured on your cars, on your home, whatever, like, you need to have that conversation with your person yesterday to make sure that you're at the proper levels, because prices have gone up. If you're talking about, I'm still insured at 2021 levels or whatever, that's not going to cut it if you have a catastrophe at your home. So it's important reminder to double check that right now. Have a conversation with whoever your person is with your insurance. 853 on Wisconsin's Morning News.